From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama ordered stepped-up security for air travel this holiday season after a possible attempt at a terrorist attack on a Northwest jet bound for Detroit. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Northwest plane landed safely in Detroit after an emergency declaration by the pilot. One of the passengers allegedly tried to set off an explosion as the plane approached for landing. The man was subdued by other passengers. President Obama was briefed on the incident in Hawaii, where he's vacationing with his family. According to a White House statement, the president convened a conference call with his counterterrorism advisor and the chief of staff of the National Security Council. Mr. Obama is getting regular updates on the investigation and has ordered appropriate measures be taken to increase security. The man suspected in the attempted attack is a Nigerian, Abdul Madalid. He began his travels in Nigeria and passed through Amsterdam on his way to Detroit. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Iranian dissidents are posting news on their websites of clashes between Iranian police and protesters. The fighting comes on the last day of mourning for a senior Iranian cleric who spoke out against Iranian leaders and their crackdown on political opponents. Today's reports cannot be confirmed because Iran has banned all foreign media from covering protests. There were reports of violence earlier this week when thousands of people tried to gather for the memorial to a grand ayatollah who died last weekend. The National Weather Service says the Midwest has taken the brunt of a powerful winter storm, but more snow is still coming. From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Jennifer Jones reports.
The National Weather Service says light snow will continue through most of Saturday and finally taper off on Sunday morning. Jim Murray with the National Weather Service says some parts of the Midwest have gotten 10 to 14 inches of snow so far and could see up to 6 more inches by Saturday night.
Really, this has kind of been a long-duration event. So, you know, we haven't had a lot of really heavy snow in a short period of time. It's just that it's been snowing for so long that, you know, we're building up these large snow amounts.
Murray says as the storm moves to the east, winds will pick up, creating reduced visibilities across the Dakotas. He says it will remain breezy through Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Jones in Vermilion, South Dakota.
The Vatican is checking security at the Holy See after a woman knocked down Pope Benedict XVI during a Christmas Eve Mass. She jumped a barrier and rushed to the line of clerics walking toward the altar. Benedict was not hurt, although another cardinal fell during the incident and fractured his hip. A Vatican spokesman says both he and the pontiff are now doing well. The woman who tried to assault the pope apparently tried to do the same thing a year ago, but was intercepted by guards. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a strong earthquake shook a chain of Indonesian islands today, the magnitude 6.0. This is NPR. In one of the deadliest outbreaks of violence in months, Israeli forces have killed 6 Palestinians, 3 in the West Bank and 3 in Gaza. Bethany Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian sources in Nablus say Israeli soldiers killed 3 members of the Fatah faction, 2 of them militants from Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. The Israeli raid came 2 days after a Jewish settler was shot dead near Nablus. An Israeli army spokeswoman says its troops had targeted and killed 3 Palestinian militants who'd carried out that attack on the settler. Eyewitnesses in Nablus said this was the biggest Israeli raid in the city for about a year and a half. In a separate incident in the Gaza Strip, Hamas says 3 people were killed when the Israeli army opened fire close to the Erez checkpoint. An Israeli military spokeswoman said 3 Palestinians suspected of trying to infiltrate into Israel from Gaza were killed in an airstrike.
The BBC's Bethany Bell reporting. The U.S. Embassy in China says it is aware of an American human rights activist who's apparently crossed into North Korea. Robert Park is affiliated with a Christian human rights group. The group says Park crossed the border on Christmas Day with a letter to North Korean leaders calling on them to close their political concentration camps and free prisoners. It's not clear where Park is now. Scientists in the Philippines aren't seeing as many earthquakes near the Mayon volcano on one of the country's eastern islands, but the Mayon crater is spilling over with lava, and Philippine officials say the volcano is constantly filling up. They warn this could be a false calm before a massive eruption of the volcano. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.